Topic 10. Key text. Slenderman. The monster from the internet.
Every generation creates its own monsters. Folk tales from the distant past are populated by witches and werewolves that prowl the forest. Then, as cities spread and the forests thinned, a new cast of fictional villains arrive to take their place. Mysterious hitchhikers loitering by the roadside, or murderous intruders slipping into suburban homes. Now, in the age of the internet, another monster has stepped into the limelight. Slender Man. Man in Black. Slender Man is a tall, thin figure with a blank face who lurks in places where few people go, abandoned buildings, deep woods, a playground with a rickety steel jungle gym. Dressed in a black suit, he stands 8 feet tall and is able to stretch or shorten his arms at will. Sometimes he is portrayed with octopus-like tentacles sprouting from his back. A Star is Born. Unlike many mythical characters, the origins of Slender Man can be precisely dated. He was born on the 8th of June 2009, when a competition on the web forum Something Awful invited contributors to invent a modern myth that would terrify people. One contributor, Eric Knudsen, using the pseudonym Victor Surge, responded by posting two faked black-and-white photographs that seemed to show a tall, sinister figure loitering behind groups of children. Knudsen then added text suggesting that 14 young people and the photographer had gone missing shortly after the picture had been taken. The creativity of crowds. The post caught the imagination of other forum users who began creating their own stories about this faceless specter. These quickly spread to other sites, and soon Slender Man was appearing in fan art, horror stories, videos, video games, and other media all over the web. One of his most popular outings was in the web series Marble Hornets, which is posted on YouTube. These fake documentaries tell the story of a student haunted by Slender Man using supposedly found footage. Electronic Terror. Slender Man is a digital demon, a product of electronic media. From the very beginning, he was intended as an internet meme, an idea that would spread virally across the web. Even his menace belongs to the computer age. He does not murder or eat his victims like the bogeymen who have come before him. When Slender Man strikes, all the viewer sees is a cloud of electronic snow. Tragedy strikes. 5 years later, the Slender Man story took a disturbing turn. On the 31st of May 2014, two 12-year-old girls in Wisconsin stabbed a third girl nearly to death. They claimed the attack was intended as a sacrifice to Slender Man. The girls believed he would appear to them if they killed in his name. The attempted murders sent shockwaves through communities both online and offline, and prompted Knudsen to issue a statement offering condolences to the families involved. He was deeply saddened by what had happened, but insisted it was not the fault of Slender Man or horror writing in general that this happened. A Need for Horror. A simple truth about human beings is that we enjoy being scared. Fear makes us fully alive, conscious, and in the moment. When we are frightened, we are no longer preoccupied with dull, daily routines. In an age where many young people sit at their computers in the comfort and safety of their bedrooms, a digital horror like Slender Man may be a welcome visitor. A monster for our times.